Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Wednesday, May 14th. When Tesla launched the Model Y, it had a few interior features that weren't available in the Model 3. But now the automaker has started to update the 3 to match the Y. Tesla started Model Y deliveries in March, and when the automaker delivered the first few units, we were surprised to learn that the new electric SUV came standard with USB-C type ports and a Qi wireless phone charger. Now, Tesla has started to include these new features in the Model 3s that are made in the Chinese market, and this change is expected to come to vehicles made in the Fremont, California factory when production restarts. Speaking of restarting production, after a tumultuous week, Alameda County officially announced that Tesla is going to be allowed to reopen the Fremont factory in a week if some changes are done. Leading up to this, the battle included shutdown orders, lawsuits, and a sweeping announcement that Tesla would move manufacturing and headquarters out of state. But the county wrote in a recent statement, quote, "We reviewed the plan and held productive discussions today with Tesla's representatives about their safety and prevention plans, including some additional safety recommendations. If Tesla's prevention and control plan includes these updates and the public health indicators remain stable or improve, we have agreed that Tesla can begin to augment their minimum business operations this week in preparation for possible reopening as soon as next week." The county went on to say that after 2 weeks of supervision, they may fully reopen on May 18th. Tesla has told workers who don't return to work that those workers might lose their unemployment benefits. In an email to employees, which was obtained by The Guardian, Tesla wrote, quote, "If you do not feel comfortable coming to work, you can stay home and will be on unpaid leave. Choosing not to report to work may eliminate or reduce your eligibility for unemployment, depending on your state's unemployment agency." Now, at the time this email came through, Tesla had not yet secured a limited 2-week supervision period for reopening, and employees perceived this email as instructing them to break the shelter-in-place order. Kia Motors Europe COO Emilia Herrera told Auto Express that its upcoming EV, a high-riding crossover-like sedan, will not only charge fast, but will throw passengers back in the seat with a 0-60 performance in less than 3 seconds. There are also reports that it will use an ultra-fast 800-volt battery system that could bring the 15-minute EV pit stop into reality. Kia is saying that some of its lower-cost EVs might keep the 400-volt architecture, while premium, pricier models will offer the fast-charging 800-volt system. Unfortunately for us, in February, Steve Kosowski, manager of the long-range planning and strategy at Kia Motors America, said, quote, "The priority is Europe. If we could get more electric cars here, we would sell them." General Motors has set an upcoming target for reopening its production factories. And also, Ken Morris, GM's vice president for electric and autonomous vehicles, provided an update on the company's progress, saying, "We're absolutely on time, and we haven't lost a beat." The company has issued this official statement, quote, "Based on conversations and collaborations with unions and government officials, GM is targeting to restart the majority of manufacturing operations on May 18th, in the U.S. and in Canada, under extensive safety measures." Also, Kelly Felker, Ford Global Manufacturing and Communications Manager, has said that Ford is also calling back approximately 71,000 hourly and salaried workers during the week of May 18th, with an estimated 59,300 workers returning to work in the U.S. and 5,300 in Canada and 6,775 in Mexico. The nation's top transit systems have experienced 70-90% declines in ridership during the pandemic. Analysts believe that some of these losses could be sustained for years. As lockdowns get lifted, workers will need to be socially distanced in strategies to get to work. Sarah Feinberg, interim president of the New York City Transit, has said, quote, "I keep getting the question, how are we going to maintain 6 feet of distance on the New York City subway system? The answer is, that's not going to be possible." And New York City is not alone. CityLab reports, quote, "San Francisco's Municipal Transit Agency has ceased rail operations and eliminated nearly 70% of its bus network. In Washington, D.C., buses are serving just 26 lifeline routes, and metro stations are running on Saturday schedules." Jeffrey Tumlin, executive director of the San Francisco Municipal Transportation Agency, said, quote, "We're in an extraordinary period of time to rethink how we manage our streets. We have to set the city up not only for stronger recovery, but also for more urban, humane economy." And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, the Gemini Project, a $1 billion solar farm 30 miles northeast of Las Vegas, has been approved by the Interior Department. The farm will be 7,100 acres in size and provide 690 megawatts. It will also feature energy storage of at least 380 megawatts of 4-hour lithium-ion batteries. As reported by Carbon Brief, the country of India has had its first year-on-year reduction in CO2 emissions in 40 years. And this is according to a study by the Center for Research on Energy and Clean Air. Emissions in India fell by around 15% in March and 30% in April. The sale of coal has fallen 10%, and imports fell 27.5% in March due to reduced demand for electricity. And coming from the UK, a poll of 1,700 adults, which was conducted by YouGov and commissioned by the charity called Possible, has found that more than half, 54%, of those who were polled support making town and city centers pedestrian and cyclist only once a week, allowing only essential vehicles. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, after a successful first-generation crowdfunding campaign, a longtime electric bike company called Ride, spelled R-I-I-D-E, is back with a new bike called the Ride 2. The sleek new bike uses a step-through frame and is powered by a rear direct-drive hub motor rated for a wide range of 5,000 continuous watts and 1.45 kilowatts at peak. The bike houses a 48-volt 17.5 amp-hour battery built inside the frame. And in an unprecedented move for a bicycle company, Ride is offering a lease-to-own plan. Riders can pay $299 down plus $99 a month for 2.5 years, which amounts to $3,269 total, or the bike can be bought outright for $2,799. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.